Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through the delightful world of home cooking, and today, mixology. That's right, we're shaking things up it with a dive into the art of making the perfect press drink. So, grab your cocktail shaker and let's get started. Today, we're focusing on a classic, the vodka press. It's a refreshing choice that's incredibly easy to master, even if you're new to the world of cocktails. This drink is all about simplicity and balance, making it a fantastic option for any gathering. Let's start with what you'll need. Grab a highball glass. It's the traditional choice for press drinks. You'll also want some measuring tools for precision, a stirrer, and of course, your ingredients. Vodka, soda water, and lemon-lime soda. And don't forget a lemon or lime wedge for garnish. Background music. First, fill your highball glass with ice, right to the brim. This not only chills your drink, but also slows down dilution, keeping your vodka press balanced longer. Pour in 2 ounces of premium vodka over the ice. Then add equal parts of soda water and lemon-lime soda. The typical ratio here is 1-1-1, but tweak it based on your taste preference. After pouring, take a long spoon and stir gently. It's important not to be too vigorous. We want to keep that lovely fizz intact. Now for the garnish, add a slice of lemon or lime on the rim of your glass. If you're feeling fancy, why not a sprig of mint for that extra touch of elegance and a refreshing aroma? And there you have it, a beautifully crafted vodka press. Simple, right? But the beauty of a vodka press lies in its versatility. Feel free to experiment with different garnishes or adjust the soda ratios to find your perfect match. Now, before we wrap up, let's talk quickly about serving and storing. Always aim for the right balance by mixing 1 part vodka with 2 parts soda. And remember, chilling your glass beforehand can keep the drink colder for longer without diluting it too much. Store your vodka in a cool, dark place and keep your sodas tightly sealed and refrigerated. Well, that's all for today's episode on Mastering the Art of Press Drinks. I hope you feel inspired to try out this recipe and maybe even show off your new bartending skills at your next party. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, the key to great cooking and mixology is simplicity and joy. Until next time, keep pouring and keep exploring. Cheers, everyone.